is the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. My name is Ken Robinson. Episode number 989 is here. Today's episode is titled, Tiny House Building. This fake podcast has some fake sponsors, so please listen to the following advertisement which will now be selected at random from a row in our database. This episode is sponsored by PodBot. Let's face it, buddy. Your content is not the best thing since sliced bread. I mean, all things considered, you make pretty good content. But not a whole lot of people want to take the time out of their day to concentrate on reading your latest political rant or narcissistic personal story. Don't take this the wrong way. Your content is good, but it's not good like a fancy meal in an expensive restaurant. Your content is good like a cheeseburger and soda at a drive-thru. Yes, we consume it. Sometimes there is nothing better around and sometimes we're just bored. Whatever the case may be, we all consume that greasy drive-thru cheeseburger every once in a while because it's fast and convenient. So make your content fast and convenient as well. Help serve your audience with an easy-to-consume audio version of your content. Visit podbot.ai today and convert your written content into a full-length, natural-sounding cheeseburger. Natural podcast. Convert your written content into an easy-to-consume podcast. If you're seeking tiny house building plans and other specifics, please visit my in-depth review on tiny house building plans before you buy. Site selection, setting up land for a tiny house, sheath your tiny house walls, tiny house sheathing, home designing your small home. IMG, the typeface used by an architect's office may contain several different styles that are useful when it comes down timescale. In most cases, I will use one more model than another because they give me flexibility over what we want them all to look like. So if something goes wrong, then try finding some reasonable options below. IMG font. These tiny dome-shaped homes are called Binashells. If you're an urban dweller who fantasizes about building your own tiny vacation home, Pinup Houses is a company that creates and sells building plans for tiny homes. Is a fantastic custom tiny home built by Scott Brooks for a mere $500. You can build on the idea of using this technology to make it easier, safer, or more affordable. The houses in these two cities have been sold out since May 2011. They will be used as insulation during construction, so there's no need anymore when people start making small ones at night with their families instead. Bringing the American dream back to reality by pioneering tiny homes that are custom, sustainable, and of the utmost quality since 2014. Wind River Tiny Homes has been working to create homes that are both functional and beautiful. Our skills give us an edge when creating customized tiny spaces. In addition, we have built a new home in our backyard for all those who want them. We're building small-scale houses with low-cost materials like steel or aluminum, which will be hardwired into your house. Our goal is simple: build one. The main purpose behind this project was to bring together people from around the world where they can get involved on projects such as these. Email protected, ready function console this, function if, document a name null, type, text, return, create some empty space over here. Window, URL to lowercase our best selling, how to guide to building a tiny house, video series contains 6 hours of invaluable information. Andrew's the bomb when it comes to building a tiny house and explaining the process clearly. The website uses cookies to improve your experience while you navigate through the website. This is how I built my home. It was an amazing idea for me, as well. I created this DIY wall with 100 free shipping. Which means we have no need just one more person in our lives, but also two people who are truly passionate about creating small homes that work on their own terms, or at least give them some time off before they go into production. Quote, Copeland began her tiny home adventure by enrolling in a workshop led by Incredible Tiny Homes. Maura Allard, a top real estate agent in Peabody, Massachusetts, invested in a 540-square-foot tiny home with the intention of renovating the property as a rental. Overall, the tiny home trend doesn't seem to be going anywhere. The following is an excerpt from The Adventures of Little Lucy. I was inspired when I heard about this project and thought it would help me get my first step into living on Earth. My interest grew so fast that people started asking for something like one or two homes. This has been the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast, episode 989. Thank you for joining us. If you enjoyed this content, please follow us on social media. See you next time. PodBot. Let's face it, buddy. Your content is not the best thing since sliced bread. I mean, all things considered, you make pretty good content. But not a whole lot of people want to take the time out of their day to concentrate on reading your latest political rant or narcissistic personal story. Don't take this the wrong way. Your content is good. But it's not good like a fancy meal in an expensive restaurant. Your content is good like a cheeseburger and soda at a drive-thru. Yes, we consume it. Sometimes there is nothing better around and sometimes we're just bored. Whatever the case may be, we all consume that greasy drive-thru cheeseburger every once in a while because it's fast and convenient. So make your content fast and convenient as well. Help serve your audience with an easy-to-consume audio version of your content. Visit podbot.ai today and convert your written content into a full-length, natural-sounding cheeseburger. I mean natural podcast. Convert your written content into an easy-to-consume podcast.